first live episode.
God damn, it's amazing.
Right? Technology. Or worse. Oh, you don't want to
right.
Get us. Yeah.
That do be fair. That do be fair.
So, for anybody joining us live, D-Money.
Ethix.
And you can call me Pickle Stick.
Pickle Stick is our, our guest. He works with us, alongside us, at our haunted house. And, like, introduce yourself a little bit.
So I play the butcher as a part of the haunted house, and been with these guys for a couple years now. Originally, I got introduced as doing, like, community service hours for one of my classes at high school, and it just kind of went off from there, and here I am today doing this with you guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it. So, this episode's gonna be a little different than usually we do end of more back to the week. That is not gonna happen this week. I smacked off and I didn't move again.
You bastard.
Hey, but at least I normally have pictures.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. I don't want to fucking hear
it's fair,
no
it's
pictures.
Fair. I told you with the pictures, though. All you have to do is just add some random shit in there, and I'm good.
You know, I keep meaning to, and I forget. And one of these days, though, you're going to see it. As soon as I can figure out how to, like, animate a stick figure or something, maybe a stick figure walking across, and he's going to be, like, slapping his balls on your face or something.
What the fuck?
Jesus.
This is just the constant abuse that I'm dealing with at the podcast.
Well, see, let you out of the, stuck hecky tech guy.
Are you saying balls to the walls?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We should get a, speaking of balls, we should get a pair of chuck nuts for our motorcycles.
That could be an option. That could
yeah,
be
maybe, maybe.
Hang it right underneath the license plate, dragging it across the back wheel, rubbing
it. Wait. Am I the only one without a motorcycle right now? Now I feel less like a badass. That's
yeah, something. Yeah. You need to get your moped out of the garage there.
I don't got no fucking moped. What are you
talking about? I'm sorry. You're a scooter.
Yeah, go get it. Get yourself a little Honda Ruckus or something, or get yourself a Grom at least. That has a little power.
Nah, if I'm gonna get a motorcycle, it's gonna be a Vulcan.
It'd be a monkey.
What the hell? I see. Hang up on this guy, understandably. I get it.
Hey. I got a couple guys that work with that.
Mopeds?
Monkeys.
Oh. It's fair, so we
are
the
goofiest looking things. Hey there.
Those little Honda monkeys, they're like 125 cc's or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. Shit. So. Oh, sorry. I was just gonna say, so we got some cool shit to be talking about today, don't we?
Yes, we do. There's some really cool stuff to talk about. You've got story to tell. Thanks. And, got some a history lesson.
Man, I hate school.
Hey, yeah, but this is gonna be a good one. This is a good history lesson.
I'm glad I graduated high school when I did.
And, big mistake here. Yeah, this season. It's a personal experience.
Hell yeah.
Be awesome. Too far though. Have either of you watched The Sandman on Netflix?
I've seen the previews.
See the previews? Okay.
Did it just come out or?
Yes, it just came out yesterday. Netflix.
I have to give it a watch.
It is really good. It's based off a comic book series by the same name, Sandman, written by Neil Gaiman. And really good. We binged like half the season last night. There's
the
only
show?
Yeah, there's only 11 episodes.
Oh, okay.
But we, last night we watched like 5. It's just, it's that good. I believe we're going to finish it off tonight and possibly start digging into a new Predator show. It's on Hulu. Prey.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yep. We were talking about watching that too.
Hopefully, though, I haven't really put it out too many places yet. Hopefully, 15th of August, which might be when this episode drops, I'm not sure at that time, I should be getting another email. I had entered into a contest called The Face of Horror.
What do you do for it?
Okay, so, I'm gonna pull it up while I have it on my... I actually posted it in our Fearful Thoughts page, Fearful Thoughts page somewhere. This is a fearful. Anyways, so it's a contest, and right now they've pre-selected so many people. Oh, shut up, Bixby.
Hey, Bixby! Bixby!
Bixby's talking to me. Anyways, you sign up for this contest. Mm-hmm. And they've already pre-selected so many people. Most for that many people. 15th. There's going to be another email with further instructions of things to do. This contest. Winner spends 2 nights at Bill's hotel or house, the character Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
That house. We'll have an epic photo shoot with Kane Hodder. There will also be a little spot in, I believe it's magazine. And
Damn.
Sounds like a blast.
I'm pretty excited about it. I've entered in contests before. Never got this far. So I'm excited.
Nice. That's pretty badass. New studio? New podcast studio? Coming soon?
Maybe. yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm hoping I get selected, but even if not, this will be happy. It's just an epic.
Pretty kick-ass, actually. How many times have you met Kane Hodder already?
Not enough.
Not enough? Oh,
you know how many times you've met him?
Nice. Yeah. Once at Crypticon in Seattle. And another time at Monster Park, Arizona.
That was the one in Phoenix, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. Well, it wasn't actually in Phoenix, but yeah, never.
Okay.
That's also the convention that we first met Mike. But I interact on Facebook page. Kane Hodder fan, and I'm in his book.
Damn,
you're in his book?
Yes. So they did a re-release of an anniversary edition of biography, and if you bought it at a certain time resale, first say it was 100 people got their names in the book. As I picked them. And then
oh, shit.
Then they also had a section submit pictures of you pain, stuff like that. And I actually submitted my back tattoo.
What was your victim story?
Oh, it's just a list of people. Just names.
Okay.
They just called them victims.
Kind of like a Patreon almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. And wife got me for Father's Day last year. So it was last year. A cameo video.
Oh, nice.
Person, and those cameos, if people. Personalized. So it's not like you pay that fee and you get just a generalized video. It's personalized.
Yeah. Cameos are expensive, though.
Some of them are. Yeah. Some aren't. I know when we did Bert the Clown, that one was too terrible. I want to say it was like 50 or 60.
Okay, yeah, that's not bad.
So it just depends on who it is.
Well, I've seen a couple on the Cameo website where it's like a couple $100 and it's like, dude, you're already making millions of fucking dollars.
Yeah.
It's just another source of income for some people, though. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, especially during COVID when conventions were all shut down and stuff.
Movies were canceled.
That's when really Cameo really spiked.
Yeah, but when you're someone like Dwayne The Rock Johnson with millions of dollars, he shouldn't be charging people like $200 for a fucking 30-second video.
Yeah, but you gotta think about it like this. Because you up the price for it, you're not gonna get as many. Think of how many people would be getting his cameo if he only had it for like $20 or some shit like that. It'd probably get pretty
it'd probably
be much to do, you know what I mean? Like,
well, and you could probably spend a little bit more time. Like, I want to say my video 2 minutes long, something like that, 2 or 3 minutes long. It's a good amount. So that's my news. That's the excitement
that's pretty badass,
I got going on. You think you got anything new to share or talk about?
You talking to me?
I didn't say your name. I said Ethix.
Oh, yeah. Here.
Totally forgot what your name was. Jesus Christ.
You gotta fucking whistle it like a dog sometimes. No,
that's
I...
That's where that stick I figure don't... that... He's gonna slap his balls on his face comes in handy.
Son of a bitch. No, I don't actually. I don't really think I have cool news like that. Shit.
Well, it doesn't have to be like as cool. Anything?
I gotta wear that shit here in like the next.
I see that. That's gonna be awesome. And how did that come about?
They reached a donation goal, and, you know, somebody didn't know what was going on, but they donated, and then, they hit the goal right on the marker.
He's nice.
And,
who was that?
That was actually a good friend of mine, Escu.
Nice.
That was him. He didn't know what he was getting himself into.
See the name on the board back there, I can see it.
Yeah, I got SQ, and then K also helped with that too. And
nice. Donation for a particular cause, or
nope, it was just to do just... that, wearing that, doing a stream, I didn't think that it was gonna happen so soon. I'll just say that.
What was your donation goal?
Like $50.
I'm gonna say that we.
Need
to do that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we need to do that.
What do you mean we need to do that? Like,
on the podcast, yep. We need to do that.
I'm not wearing
No. I won't be wearing that. It'd be like wearing one of the masks or something.
Maybe.
Or
maybe not a mask, but maybe like just like costume and just general like a hazmat suit or something.
Oh, mask.
I still have my mask, the big mask.
Wearing a mask.
Yeah,
that's fair. It's just a scary thought.
We have a nurse costume.
Not getting down and dirty with the nurse again. I'm sorry. Grown ups? And...
Not really.
No, not really. I guess you're right. Yeah,
you can help me beat the meat in my heart.
Wow. You
the fuck
beat
did you
his
just
meat?
Say beat the meat?
Yeah.
He wants you to help him beat his meat.
I'm a butcher. You gotta help me beat the meat.
That's what you kids call it these days.
It's not fucking tenderizing a goddamn steak. It's
the fuck? Hey, would you rather beat the meat or choke the chicken?
He wants to play with the sausages.
What is this? I'm not choking no chickens. The only chicken I choke is my own, thank you very much. Oh, man. Goobers. Yeah, goddamn goobers.
No, that's awful. It's
blasphemy.
This shit.
Oh.
Did that come through?
Did what come
guessing
through?
Oh, sounds.
Oh, yeah, no, that's gonna come through on your end, though. It did, alright, yep.
Yeah.
Shit.
Alright, well. Nix, would you like to start off with your story?
My story? You want to hear my story, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right.
Why we're here?
I guess. Yeah, we got someone in there.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Well, I don't know. I can't tell. It's not my thing. I can't click on it to see. But what I can do is I can get right into the story.
All right.
Have any of you gentlemen heard Hampton Lilybridge House?
I have not.
Any of you?
Nope. What?
Okay. The Hampton Lilybridge House.
Is there a bridge?
No, there's not actually a bridge in this.
That's
story.
False advertising.
Yeah, that's...
I know.
I want a refund.
Fucking sorry. You want me to build a bridge? Let me get some popsicles.
Yes,
and
yes,
fucking
yes.
Build it for
yes.
You.
Get your little fucking mega block set out and get yourself a mega block bridge.
Yeah, there's a bridge in the name. There should be a bridge.
There's my bridge now, motherfuckers. Okay, here's what's going
fuck
on.
You, Goatman.
Now, fuck you, Goatman. That's right. As I was saying, Hampton Lilybridge House, a seemingly quiet private residence, is one of the most infamously haunted locations in Georgia's first city, and the site of the city's only exorcism to date, which failed. Located on East St. Julian Street, a short walk from Oglethorpe Square in the historic district, the Hampton Lilybridge House has endured lifetimes of strife. The distinctive house was built in 1796 for Hampton Lilybridge, a man originally from Rhode Island, in a New England architectural style suited to his home state's sensibilities. After Lilybridge's death, his widow sold the residence. It then became a boarding house. As a boarding house, the Lilybridge hosted at least one tragedy, a suicide by hanging, committed by a troubled sailor in one of the guest rooms. This death reportedly marred the reputation of the boarding house and the property in general. For decades, no one lived in the house, and every version of what happened at the Hampton Lilybridge House under William's ownership, the presence of the ghosts and grief remain a constant key detail. An esteemed architectural restorationist, Williams restored the Lilybridge residence to its former glory. As the story most commonly goes, in the process of moving the house a few blocks over to its current location, part of the roof collapsed, crushing one of Williams' laborers to death. Little else is known or said of the victim. The troubles didn't end with the property's successful transplantation. If anything, moving the house only stirred up more misfortune and turmoil. After the house's move, Williams' crew almost immediately experienced other eerie events. They felt prickling, tingling, tickling sensations at the back of their necks. They heard disembodied laughter, voices, footsteps. At times, the otherworldly dins resembled the sounds of furniture being tossed around a room. Even their equipment was not safe from uncanny interference, as tools and other construction materials moved inexplicably or disappeared entirely. The disturbances were unsettling enough to cause several members of the construction crew to leave the restoration project. Reports of the property's ghostly incidents soon traveled, eventually reaching a local news crew. One evening, the news team entered the empty house. They said something threw a piece of construction material at them. Beyond voices, workers were also spotted apparitions. One notable ghost seen by the crew was described as a tall man dressed in black. The crew saw the man watching them through a third floor bedroom window. He wore a black suit and a silver tie and stood by the window transfixed. Outside of the crew, during the Williams era, others also saw spirits. Some passerby reported seeing a gray-haired man in a silver morning robe. The house's neighbors complained of party noises and singing, despite the house being empty all the time. Some neighbors even saw people dancing on the third floor while the house was, again, vacant. The house didn't have electrical issues, yet lights flickered on and off at random. A neighborhood woman confessed to Williams her fear of a male presence, not a man, but a presence she sensed inside. During the restoration, the crew had to dig up the house's foundation. In their digging, they managed to excavate a buried ancient crypt, most likely from pre-colonial times, from under the foundation. Perhaps indicating Native American origination, the crypt's walls were constructed from lime and oyster shells. Williams was reportedly not at the property at the time, but his crew notified him of their findings. It is unclear what became of the crypt, as in accounts of the Williams period, the only other detail noted about the crypt is its disposal, or lack thereof. After its discovery, as word has it, the crypt was merely buried underneath the house. The precise importance of the crypt and its possible relationship with the host of hauntings at the party are speculative, but a crypt was indeed found underneath the house. Eventually, after hearing so many reports of haunted activity in his newly acquired property, Williams couldn't shake his morbid curiosity. He moved into the Hampton Lilybridge house. Right away, the spirits, in their own way, welcomed Williams to the house. On several instances, in the middle of the night, the grating sound of footsteps woke him. These footsteps weren't soft. They sounded like glass being crushed. At other times, Williams witnessed a shadowy figure approach him, then disappear. One time, Williams, likely both intrigued and annoyed by the paranormal presences, tried pursuing one of the spirits, chasing it down the hallway until a door abruptly slammed in his face. He attempted to open the door. It was locked. Williams finally conceded that his house was home to many strange events to ignore. He consulted Reverend Albert Rhett Stewart, an Episcopal bishop. On December 7, 1963, the bishop conducted an exorcism of the Hampton Lilybridge house. The bishop blessed the home and demanded the evil spirits exit. His efforts were not in vain. The exorcism succeeded for less than a week. A few days later, the disturbances resumed. A series of paranormal investigators, psychics, and related organizations have examined the property, including the American Physical Research Foundation. All agreed that paranormal activity has occurred within the house. However, as of 2018, the house is listed on real estate sites as being for sale for a mere $2,150,000. The Hampton Lilybridge House can be yours to own and experience. This place is not open for a tour right now, so don't just go show up. You might not make it out.
Oh.
And that's the story I got.
Well, we now know our donation amount, so we can buy the house.
We got $2,150,000 donation from a random Patreon. That's what we need.
Yeah,
right? That's what we need. Let's go buy the house.
We need that Elon Musk.
I mean, if that's what it takes, we gotta do it.
Yeah, I mean, the house. That's the new podcast office.
That, okay, well, we're doing it. If that's what we're doing, that's what we're doing. I mean, that's what it takes.
Yeah.
But I would go totally experience that. I think that'd be sick as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
awesome.
All right. Who's going next? We didn't really decide this.
Well, I figure your story kind of lends its way towards what I got. So,
okay.
I'll go through my little history lesson, and then Eagle Stick will talk about what he's got to talk about, and I'll chime in. There.
I like it. I'm down.
All right, well, make sure you take notes, because there's going to be a test at the end. Yep, there's going to be a fucking test at the end. Yep.
Suck my sausage. Yep.
Schmeat.
My schmeat. You can suck my schmeat. Boats and hoes, all the way.
Oh, you're a little smoky.
I always, dude. That was my nickname in high school.
And not because he smokes.
That started after the teasing. Only after the teasing did I start smoking.
Oh, man. Well, what I've got is history. How's it? By haunted houses, I mean the type.
Okay.
Usman.
What we do.
Yes. So.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's right. So, the origins of the haunted house date back to the 19th century London, when a series of evictions and attractions influenced the public forms of 1802, scandalized British audience with an exhibition of wax sculptures, decapitated French figures, King Louis, Marie Antoinette, and so on. Saad's likenesses were remarkably accurate. Good reason. She created death masks. French Revolution's guillotine victim. She set up a permanent London exhibit. She dubbed her best collection Chamber of Horrors. A name that is stuck to Wax Museum today. At the turn of the 20th century, as Rebecca Hendry describes in Fangoria Magazine, closest relatives to the modern haunted houses began experimenting with macabre themes. In Paris, Grand Theater became notorious for its onstage depictions, graphic disembarrassment. Theater's director Max Murray famously boasted that he judged each performance by the passed out, shocked. 1915, English fairground in Hook viewed one of the first houses. An early type of commercial horror attraction, public appetite for horror was picking. first haunted houses were very primitive. Groups of families would decorate their basements and hold house-to-house parties. Kids could spook themselves by traveling from basement to basement, experiencing different scary scenes. 1937 party pamphlet describes how parents could also design trails of terror to spook their children. The effects may seem similar to anyone and disappointed is subpar scared. An outside entrance leads to Revitus rendezvous with ghosts and witches cellar. Angled strips. It's where it says wait. Steps. Weird moans and howls came from the damn sponges. Hair nets hung from the ceiling. Touch people's faces. Doorways block. So that guests must crawl through a tunnel. At the end, hears a primitive meow, and sees a black cupboard cat. It's me. The haunted house didn't become a cultural icon until Walt Disney decided to build it. Disneyland's Haunted Mansion opened in 1869, nearly two decades after Disney first approved the project. The attraction was designed in the style of house. Chester Mystery House, which became a success a single day shortly after its debut. 2,000 people passed through the attraction's centerpiece is the Grand Hall, a 90-foot-long ballroom sequence, dancing pools, and a room. Disney brought the scene to life through an exponentially complex series of motions as Pepper's which use refracted light to project shape. A lot of professional haunters will point to one thing, that's Disneyland's haunted attraction. It's the start of the haunted attraction industry. The attraction was visionary. Within a few years, the haunted house had spread across the country. The United States Junior Chamber, also known JC's, became famous for raising money for its haunted house. The fundraising venture was successful enough to spawn its own out to California. Knott's Berry Farm began hosting its own haunted attractions, which soon transformed multi-slate. Every year, a man named Bob returns, attracted national attention for its detailed creations of classic horror. Evangelical Christians even made their own anti-Halloween attractions. Liberty University introduced one of the first hell houses in 1972. Hollywood began to embrace slasher movies like Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday 13th. Haunted houses creeped the bedrooms. The horror boomed, demanded for scary attractions, not to mention cross-promotional advertisements. If you went to a haunted house back in the 80s and 90s, you would have seen a lot of Freddy Krueger, Jason, Pinhead. Haunted house industry really followed the movie industry at the time. Professional haunted houses first emerged as a force in the same area, outspending the non-profit like JC's. Then tragedy struck. A fire at a haunted house in New Jersey trapped the aftermath. Yes, attractions were shut down. Politicians enacted stronger safety regulations. Volunteer organizations struggled against new competition of her rule. So many were forced out of business. It was a watershed moment for the industry. JC's got pushed out. Haunted houses, fairly basic, based on the premise that people volunteered. When you have people opening big haunted houses with lots of advertising in, it's hard. During the next two decades, the number of professional haunted houses, at roughly 2,700 of them, operated nationwide. A large haunted house attraction could reportedly be a million during the season. The industry is worth 100. These days, haunted houses are no longer just about creepy characters Piper Sikor said the industry has flocked to all sorts of new extreme things. Zombie room, escape room, experiences seemingly designed to traumatize. How long would this success last? Can the haunted house last another half century? If it does, what will it look like?
I didn't know Disney was the one that kind of revolutionized haunted houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yep, and one thing that paper thing did not call out is the fact that Knott's Berry Farm, longest time, they're one of their headliners during their Halloween shows was Elvira.
Hmm.
I didn't know that.
She did it for a very long time. She's since retired from it.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, it's a lot. I don't know how many shows she did a month or she did. It's just answer. She was there.
So what you're saying is boobies for the kids?
Pretty much. Yes.
She is very proud of her boobies. If you ask her, she is very proud.
Mommy, I want her.
Mommy, sorry.
Ow.
Was she? Am I wrong though?
You're not wrong at all.
But what did she say to you? Is something about like
when I first when like no when. We first met her at Crypticon in Seattle. Very first
you
time.
You got to meet her?
Yes. I've met her three different times. The first time I met her was at Crypticon Seattle. It was the very first time we went to Crypticon. Checking it out just to see what was there. She was there as herself, not dressed up as a as Cassandra. She was just twisted, billed as Cassandra Peter. So we went, and you could do pictures at the tables and have a selfie at the table. And she had a cardboard cutout dressed up as Elvira in the background.
Right. I guess.
And we sat down next to her, picture taken, and she was so ecstatic that we got boobs of the cutout in the picture. She was so happy. She's like, "Ooh, you got my boobs in there." Oh,
it's funny.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
She's hilarious. Like I said, we met her several different never disappoints.
Nice. I haven't met like any horror people like in the horror industry, but I've met.
Yes, you have.
Who have I met? Oh, when we went to the one like outdoor haunted house, and the one guy that was, yeah, Kane Otter, right? No, it was I can't remember what guy it was.
Ethics. You remember who?
I can't remember his name, but he's one of the other Jasons.
Yeah, he was dressed up as Jason. There.
Yes, he was dressed up as Jason. He played.
Is it Christian?
No, he played in Vengeance, Friday the 13th Vengeance. Also, there's going to be Vengeance 2 coming out. She also plays Jason. I can't remember his last name. Oh wait, there it is. Jason Brooks.
Jason Brooks.
Yes. And he actually got his start, from what I've read, he got his start acting in haunted houses.
Really?
Yes. In fact, that same haunted house that he was at.
He started there?
That's what I've...
Oh, wow. Dude, that's cool. Yep. I wish I could have gotten a picture with him, but we were already starting to leave. But I remember... I remember Chris went to go back and got a picture with him real quick.
Make sure I can. We nice. Met him at Crypticon a few.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I want to go to a haunt con sometime.
Next year. Looking at a group.
Or some sort of horror con. Haunt con, horror con.
Crypticon's the one I would bring.
Okay.
Where do they normally do it? Seattle.
They only do it in Seattle, or
this particular one.
Okay.
And it's growing. It's getting to be a bigger event, but it's still only in one building. It's small, multiple rooms, but
yeah,
it's not overwhelming.
Give me the dates, and I'll put my time in for work and start saving up some money.
because that's. That's what I would choose to smaller. Because if you go to big one, like even in Seattle, they have Emerald City Con.
That's a big
convention. It's multiple.
Yeah.
This is your first time. That could be over.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a smaller event, smaller venue.
Yeah.
Crypticon is small. And I remember when was even smaller. The time we went to it was even smaller.
Like maybe a couple hundred people or something, or
I don't know. It was like right now it's got several. It was one room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
I've only been to one convention, and it was a couple years ago. I got to meet a guy from a YouTube channel that I watch. They stopped making videos because they got bought out by a bigger YouTube company, and then that YouTube company got rid of the channel. And then earlier this last October, I went to Spokane to go see another YouTuber on, because he was doing like a tour thing. He just goes upstage and just does a bunch of random bullshit. Like, he will wrestle people, or he'll do stuff with the crowd, or he'll smash a couple of... It was just random bullshit that he would do. Well, at the end of the night, the only people that got to take pictures with him were, like, VIP people. Well, at the end of the night, they're like, hey, you guys have been a good crowd. Danny's willing to stay here for a couple more hours so that everyone can get a picture. So I got to take a picture with him. He's a pretty big YouTuber. I think he's got like 7 or 8 million subscribers.
Wow, we have like 7 or 8.
we got like 30.
Yeah,
not million, just 30.
Yeah. Hey, it's a start. We'll start somewhere.
Well, we do it mostly for us than anything. I
mean, yeah.
Yeah, we're just hanging out, kicking it.
Telling stories, trying to creep each other out. Oh, started.
Weird each other out.
Oh, yeah, pretty yeah. Much. There was one the other day I told about you.
Yeah.
Which one it was, though?
It was the fucking skin one.
Oh, yeah.
It was that fucking thing. Oh, my God. No, I don't... You did the voice and it scared the shit out of me. I don't like the voice. Just, you shut the fuck up. I'm gonna tell you out of your goddamn skin.
Jesus.
It was just scary. Oh, fucking,
it was good. Boo Hag. Mm-hmm. That episode drops tomorrow.
Fuck that shit.
Yes. I thoroughly enjoyed this.
Oh, man.
It's fun to find the story, put it together.
Oh, for sure.
If Big O's sick, you know, come across something you think that's fitting, send it to him.
Okay.
Read anybody's stories. That goes for any of you watching Twitch. You know, submit your own story. Love to hear from you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and that goes for anybody on Twitch, too, right now. Let's see, we got a few other viewers on here.
Yeah, so we got a whopping.
Hey, you gotta keep going. This is our first live stream, motherfucker.
I don't know which three. I can't see the names, but...
Don't worry, Twitch, I'll smack the shit out of them. I got it.
I
you felt that.
I've asked them to say hi, but
it's all good. It's all good, but that goes for
everybody.
There.
They're there, though.
No.
They're viewing, and that all three of you have tuned in.
Yeah.
No, but I was going to say, if you guys have any scary stories or anything like that, make sure that you guys tell us, let us know. I would love to hear some spooky shit. I don't care if it's personal. I don't care if it's a legend in your goddamn town. You give it to us. You email it to us at what's the email? Tell them the
email.
Fuck
if I know what our email is.
Fuck. Okay, well, we're screwed. No.
I know for this episode we're on the topic of like haunted houses just in general.
Yeah.
But just a quick little snippet story. I mean, I guess it's not really a story. It's actually a video. Not sure if you guys have seen it. It's some guy's like working on an oil rig, and all the like radios in the inside of like the main console area, they're all flashing green, they're all buzzing at the same time, and he's just showing his camera all over the place like, what the fuck is going on here? And then he turns around to look at a door, and there's no one there, and the door just slams shut, and he's like, no, fuck that, and he just walks outside of the oil rig.
Fuck, maybe you should watch some scary videos.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Like, there was a bunch of beeping in the background, all the radios were just and flashing and everything. He's like, what? Everything's all fucking and everything. And then the door slams, and he's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I ain't dealing with this shit.
I haven't seen that one. We'll have to watch that.
Yeah, I'll have to send you it.
Yeah, we have a movie we gotta watch here shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we watching a movie on the podcast?
We're talking about doing a live stream of the video.
Yeah, like a watch party kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, we'll watch party. Life for me, I can't remember.
Well, you done fucked up, Aaron.
I got it sitting over here somewhere.
Well, get your ass stuff. Up and go grab it. Get up, right now. Alright, so it looks like me and Wyatt are taking over the podcast. So Wyatt, as my new co-host, how are we doing today?
Pretty good, you know, just chilling. Just the two of us, no third person.
No third.
Fuck that, I'm gonna start drinking.
Third person, they joke, they can start drinking. hold that goddamn.
I've already been drinking on this dump.
Oh, nice, dude. No. Water for me.
Just water?
Well, yeah. Well, occasionally. Well, it looks like we've replaced Ethix with you. I mean, shit.
Fuck, you did. Fuck, I was right back. Here, motherfuckers.
God damn it. He came back before we finished.
Is that strawberry mics?
Nope, this is a Southern Jack Daniels.
Oh.
Fucking Ravenwood. That's the shows up.
Yeah, I can see it.
But we met these guys at CryptoCon in Seattle. Fortunately, we just have not made the time. Shit.
Hey, look. Hey, Uncle. Inside joke about that movie really fast. Just look at my camera. I'm sorry. Look, I'm a horror movie. I'm sorry.
Dear God. Kill me.
That's terrible. I know. That's terrible. It's terrible. Anyway. What color are you trying to... Closer? Closer?
There you go.
Look, you're a horror movie.
Oh. I can't wait to watch it. And then the director? I believe it's the director. Is going to be a guest.
And he's from over in Seattle, too. where they're based out of.
Yeah, and so they do quite a few different movies based off different things. We're excited to have them on when we come on and to discuss their process to go about doing things. All right, well, Big Ol' Stick, would you like to...
So being an actor for haunted houses, I really enjoy it. I mean, originally when I first came on, I was helping out as the builder, and lately I haven't been helping out with the stuff, but...
Fucking slacker.
When things do go on, I help with the construction and stuff, maybe help with some ideas, but, like, as far as the acting part of it, it's always nice when haunt season is going on. It's always nice when you start scaring people. Obviously you scare them, but then once they get back to their normal state, they're like, oh man, you're really good and stuff, and it's like, oh, thank you. Like, it's really appreciative that people enjoy the work that we do.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of work that goes into the production of it.
Yeah.
Even though we're not like a grand scale production like Disney or Monster, still production, but still a show, try to entertain people as best we can. What was it like stepping into the role of Butcher for you, and like just like walk us through that mindset in that?
When I first got introduced to it, I was excited for it. Don't get me wrong, I was excited for it, but at the same time, it's like I don't know how to act. I'm not very much of an actor, but doing the haunted house, it helped me build that acting over the years. Because, I mean, when I first started out, the first year that I was there, I didn't really, like, say a whole lot. I just scared people with those metal clamps that I had, or I'd scare them with, like, a fake hatchet or something. But now, in recent years, I'm starting to get more verbal, and you guys even gave me that patch for, I can't remember what it was exactly, like best scare or something for the night or something like that.
Either best scare for the season, most improved actor or something.
I think it was most improved. I have the patches somewhere. I think they're on my show. But
through the acting, and how has that helped your confidence?
It's helped me a lot, to be honest, because, like I said, when I first started out, I just didn't know what to do. But now, over the course of the years, it's like, okay, I know my game plan, I know how I'm gonna get people and stuff, where I'm gonna go in the room, what I'm gonna say, how I'm gonna say it, to get that reaction out of people.
How did you come up?
I just kind of gave it a little bit more of a throatier, deeper tone. I don't know, I just kind of kept going with it. Like, when I first started, it was just kind of my normal voice, just yelling at the top of my lungs. But, like I keep saying, in the recent years, I'm keep improving, so I just get my voice more throatier, more raggedy almost.
Nice. Well, let me hear you say fearful thoughts. You're
putting me on the spot here.
Fucking know it.
Fucking do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Fearful thoughts.
Nice. It's awesome.
Or I probably would have said fearful thoughts in my first years.
Nice. What kind of things do you go through, like ritual wise, to get in set of? Is there anything specific, or just like throw on the mask and you're there.
Part of it is throwing on the mask and I'm there, and then a lot of it is when I'm in my room by myself before people start coming through, I just try to get my mindset of a killer, I guess. I don't know. But...
Well, because I know, like, everybody's got a different ritual.
Yeah, say, on how they
to get
prepare...
into... stuff, and some people could slip in and out so easily, and others, more or less method actors, and they get into that character and they stay in that character until they make it.
Yeah.
So, whereas like myself, as soon as I'm in the costume, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get in the costume and I can see myself in the mirror and I see my character looking back at me, I'm no longer myself. I'm like,
yeah. Sometimes I've had times where I'd be in my room here at my house, and sometimes I would put the mask on, and I would go into my bathroom and look in the mirror, and I'd start doing just like deep, heavy breathing, like, and then I would go back into my room. And I would grab, like, one of my knives or something and just, like, kind of look at it maniacally and, I don't know, just random stuff I do.
Oh, that's great. Whatever you get that said, help understand that.
Yeah. And, like, as
you ever wear the mask when you're on a date with a girl?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Bring her back to your room. Like, I gotta go slip into something comfortable. Mask on.
I'm just in my underwear and I have the pig mask on. I'm like, alright.
Nice.
Let's get it out, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, like, as far as another thing with the haunted houses, I also like when we do these haunt tours because it gives all of us that have our own rooms more ideas for our rooms to put more in our environment.
Right, yeah, and that's why initially Haunted House was paying for you guys as a burning event, and then also as a thank you for all getting the Haunted House up to date and ready to roll.
Yeah, like, on a lot of the haunted houses that we went to on the haunted tours a couple years ago, there's some really cool stuff that was, like, that was meant for, like, Slaughterhouse type stuff, and it's like, ooh, this is some good stuff that I can do for my room, possibly.
Yeah,
like for my room, I like how I have the meat cutting table. I have the to go in and out through my room. I have like the meat locker drapes, and then I have metal walls.
Metal walls, I think, really help though.
Yeah, it does. And then I also got the shelves and stuff to put, like, antiques or, like, rotten meat or something like that. And then I have the dinner area with the oven and the dinner table and stuff.
There's a few more, points for your room. Got waiting. Fortunately, though, you know, I used to have this rotten smell. I got in trouble because I used too much of it. And our previous butcher before you, I sprayed some on. Just on the costume.
Yeah.
On the costume. I sprayed like 2 sprays on. And I left it there. And then after a while, he decided that. Or maybe I decided. I can't remember. It was so bad, he had to change out of the costume, and I believe clothes. Bayfoot was in the car, drive home. And or not drive home, drive to my house.
Yeah. I think...
That was amusing.
Yeah. I remember doing that I didn't spray it on me, but I remember my first year, you gave me a bottle of that stuff. and I just sprayed it all around my room, and
yep.
like a couple hours in, once we started going, everyone in the hut started smelling it. And it's like, okay, tomorrow night you need to chill on the spray a little bit.
Love those smells because they help set the scene.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting in a very set environment. You walk mm-hmm. into the slaughterhouse and you smell the slaughterhouse. You don't just have yeah. the visual, you smell it. And that just triggers something different in you.
Mm.
It sucks for the actors that are in them.
Yeah.
If they can't handle the smells. You know, just like in our clown house, we would have the smell of cotton candy and popcorn.
Mm.
You know, it just helps set the scene so much more.
Yeah.
I get in trouble because, well, part of my problem is that from my allergies and stuff, I'm ingested all the time.
Yeah.
So I can barely smell it. I get in trouble because I go and I spray it. And I'm like, I can't really smell it. So I spray it. No, I can't. And then it's like way too much for everyone.
Yeah, it'd be nice if there was a way to keep certain smells in the rooms so they don't drift into other people's rooms.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of like airway flaps try to help.
Yeah.
As well as any fog from different rooms.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I love how the new haunt is, but there's just something about the old haunt back at the property on Stratford. Steve's. I don't know, there was just something about that haunted house that was, like, really cool.
Yes, I agree.
You need to add hallway back
new,
in.
It's gonna get remade.
Okay.
Gonna go in because it has been used in speaker.
Yeah.
We gotta go in, kill all the weeds and stuff, take care of the vandalism that we had. And gonna get restructured.
So it's coming down, we're redoing everything.
We're gonna keep the outside wall.
Okay.
And all the outside walls, it's getting restructured. Room they're getting moved, reshaped. Like the grimoire, it will no longer be with it.
Oh yeah, graveyard's gonna be out front, right?
Something like
that. Okay.
You know, just from the actors that we've lost over the stuff, just don't have the people.
Yeah, so we're having to have lesser rooms.
We'll scale it down. Doesn't mean that down a corner.
Yeah.
We'll still have quality people. Actor. I think over the years we've kind of weeded out the bad actors that have gotten down to good actors. They're doing and do what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. And then that's one of the things that sucks when doing haunted houses. It sucks to try to find the right people, because you'll find people and you'll be like, okay, these people are alright, and then after a while it's like, maybe these people aren't the best.
Now, our biggest problem is everybody be a fucking clown.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, so many, like, I would say 80 to 90% of our actors wanted to either be a fucking clown or a roamer.
Yeah, the roamers, yeah, I remember a lot of people wanted to be a roamer.
Yeah, they just don't understand. Room is where... If everybody's roaming, then there's not really a haunted house.
Yeah, everybody wanted to fucking work the crowd and everything like that, too. Especially when there were, like, over 100 people in the fucking line.
Right, yes. And that was a good year. Still...
Yeah.
That we had a 3 at 1 year.
When was that?
I was insane.
When we were
16, 2017.
Okay, so this was before I joined on in.
Yeah, I want to say it was the year.
Yeah, because I think I joined.
So now we know why we know.
God damn it, Wyatt.
Just fucking with you.
I think it was like, I want to say it was 2018. It was either 2018 or 2017.
Yeah, we had a 3-hour wait.
Yeah.
It was like that all.
Jesus.
We ended up, that was the same year that we ended up shutting down early because it was raining nonstop all fucking day and outdoor lawns. So there's mud and water everywhere, just becoming unsafe. And so I had made the call for the safety of people going, not only the people, but the safety of our actors and the health of our actors to shut down.
When we're redoing the hunt, are we thinking on putting like hay down on the ground, like all over the hunt, kind of soak up stuff?
Hoping that we will be doing a roof.
Okay. Oh yeah, you were talking about doing the like the container roof. Okay. That's right. Alright.
And this year, Terror Tours, the Haunted House Tour, well, not every year. They had to cancel once or twice because of COVID.
Yeah, but they are doing it this year, though.
This
right?
year, yes. It's in Seattle. I don't know which haunted houses they're doing.
I would love to go back to the Georgetown one.
Georgetown Morgue. That's a good one. So they're going to be doing that, and they have posted it. So it's out knowledge forever. Not giving away any secrets here. I'm saying this, but they are starting a Texas tour.
They're starting what?
A territory. Texas.
Oh. That'd be cool if we could do one down in Texas, fly us all down there, and...
if you want to fly down there.
Bigger in Texas.
Yeah, especially than the...
Fuck that.
And then there's a few haunted houses that people just don't... I mean, people still go to them, but people are iffy about, and the one that everyone is iffy about is McCamey Manor.
That's the one where, like, house. Any... Now that's the torture house.
Yeah. House. Yeah, it's literally a fucking torture house.
Yeah,
people have safe words.
They don't even usually follow the safe words. You sign a waiver before you go in there.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sorry, if you have to physically grab and touch and show people like that,
and yeah, and abuse,
to scare them, you're not a very good actor, in my opinion. If you're going to be...
You just become a piece of shit at that point.
Yeah, you're doing it for self-gratification because you like to torture people. There are people that will love that type of stuff. It's fine. And I'm sorry about trying to keep people down here, but if you have to put your hands on somebody to scare them, you're not a good haunt actor.
Yeah. And that's what we don't do. We don't put our hands on them.
Accidents happen.
Yeah.
And there has been one or two where have been given permission to do so because their kid has gone through and is not scared. I'm sure Ethics remembers the year here at the house, right?
Yeah.
Where this old girl. Now for us, we're all donation.
Yeah.
So, and with somebody, if they don't have a donation, like, we're here to
prepare to Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here to entertain and have fun and keep the spirit of Halloween. So we have never, and we never will. Ever. Like that is, that's like one thing that will change. And so anyways, what you come through, give your donation or whatever, and we usually accept money or
animal food
and animal food. Care products.
Yeah,
blankets or animal food, whatever. We accept all kinds of things because we charity pay animals. It's funny because, you know, we started the haunted house and lived over in the next town over. And it was small. We had like one fog machine, five tombstones, a couple of hanging, like old store kind of ghosts and movies that we could, yeah. You know, and one or two actors at the moment.
And like I was saying,
he thinks was one of them. And just kind of grew. And yeah. He decided we're going to continue this and continue getting that do it for and that's how the animal nation part came about. Tonight we're animal lovers and been part of different charities, and so we were like, you know what, if we're gonna do this, let's do this for a cause. So that's how that came about. But anyways, this little girl, she once you pay your donation, we'll let people. I don't care. We're here to have fun for the people going through. As long as they're having fun, it's when they start ruining it for other people. That's when we have to stop. You know. Yeah. Other than that, go through as you want, enjoy it, have fun. Right? So this little girl, she went through it twice? Two or three times. And her mom finally came up to her and said, I really need you guys to scare the shit out of me. And she's like, what, 8 years old? 8 or 9 years old. Like, she's young. And her mom's like, she is terrified. So, as you know, working in the house, we all have walkie-talkies. I called everybody. Very end of the night, we didn't have anybody else going through. Like, all right. She can go through one time. I was like, give us a couple minutes to prepare. I was like, I have an idea in mind. And it will scare the shit out of her. Guaranteed. And her mom was like, okay. No, 5 minutes. Well, pulled everybody in. We hashed this game plan. And I gathered together for clowns. I changed my costume. I changed costumes to be in a costume thing. And kind of like our haunt is now, the way it was here at the house, we had themed rooms, and under our porch is the clown room. We had it all tarped off, there was a slight little ziggy-zaggy pathway, and then a room. So, and there was plenty of stuff. So what we did is, we got this room, and we killed the room. Mind you, did that. It's black. Can't see nothing. So we killed the lights. All of the clowns came out of the shadows and gathered around this girl. Then the lights turned on and she was surrounded by clowns. She fell to this little ear. She was in the fetal position just crying. Just stood there and taunted her. And then finally we back off. I remember, right, we shut the lights off, so our clowns disappeared back into the shadows and turned the light. Her mom afterwards came back and was like, that was amazing. Like, she is so scared now. That did an amazing job.
There you go. I remember the...
Yep.
Yeah. I remember the one time, a couple of years ago when we did the on your house at the house where the cars were driving down the street. Mm-hmm. I remember one lady, I think it was like in a minivan, she gave you permission to get in the van.
Yeah.
And just sit in between the children and just scare the crap out of
them. She's a friend of ours, so.
Oh, okay.
That's actually on that music video.
Yes, and it's funny because the kids, I know the kids, we know these kids. They didn't know. recognize me. Really played into it because I knew what buttons to push. I knew what boundaries I could cross and not cross, yeah. You know, because I know them personally and know their mom personally. And so she was like, whatever, go. Go as far as you need to. And so.
They had no clue.
No. What's funny is my character is the same every year, has been for several years now. And they come through, somehow forget the me.
Must have short memory loss.
Yeah. and we have been known to pull people, but people, we have permission.
Yeah.
It always gets. Usually it's people like, I'll open their. Our doors and like seat belts and they're usually kicking us.
And being a part of the haunted houses, it's definitely, I mean, don't get me wrong, I still get scared every once in a while from like certain things in haunted houses, but
good.
Like when I was a lot younger, like, or not a lot younger, probably when I was like between in like my teen years, I was just scared of shit, of just anything in a haunted house. It's like like there was a haunted hay maze over in Othello.
Mm-hmm.
I went to that, I think I was like 14. Some of the rooms just scared the shit out of me.
I've heard that that one was good. I've never made it over to it. I've always really meant to. I like to try to, you know, go check out other people's haunted houses, mm-hmm. appreciate their stuff. And that's the thing, is that, yeah, you're scared of them and stuff until you start working in one, then you start seeing, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff and start understanding, like, oh, that's made out of this or that, you know?
Yeah. There was another haunted house over in Othello, and it was an actual house that, like, the people lived in. It was on the other side of the interstate, on the other side of 17.
Yep.
We went to it that same night after we did the hay one. We did the whole tour of the house, and they're on a farm, so they have farm equipment and stuff. We went through the backyard. It was a little hay maze in the backyard, zigzagging and stuff. There was a little kid running, it looked like it was maybe 3 hay bales high, and there was a kid just running across on top of the hay bales, scaring people, going to different sections of the maze, and sometimes he even jumped down on us, like, in front of us, and scared the shit out. Well, as we exited the maze, and we were done with the whole thing, there was a harvester, like a wheat harvester, and it was like, it was parked behind, like, bushes and trees. It was hard to see in the dark. We turned the corner to go back to the front yard of the house, and just big old giant floodlights from the harvester turn on, and then we start to hear the harvester turn on, and the guy just fucking lays on the horn, scares it. I start fucking running back to the car. And then, as we got back in the car, I saw I was looking behind, and I saw one of the actors coming out from the outhouse that they had out there, and he was starting slowly coming to our car. Well, my mom, she was the only one that had her door open still, and the actor comes up past my window, just kind of leaning over right behind my mom as she's like doing stuff in the car before she closes the door. My mom's friend points over to her, and she's like, what's wrong? Mom turns around, fucking gets the fuck out. Guy steps back, and my mom slams the door shut. And it was a good time.
Oh, man. But,
yeah, I'm really happy I'm a part of this whole haunted house thing, and I'm glad that I get to help out with it, and be an actor in it, and have a good time and scare people, and have people appreciate what we do.
Yeah. This Halloween, we're going to do something special.
What are we doing?
E6?
Oh. Yeah, we're going to do a live stream podcast episode on Halloween.
Oh.
Yes.
While handing out candy to trick-or-treaters.
Yes, yes. We're going to do the stream like we've been doing the past couple of years.
Okay, so the actual haunt's not going to be open this year yet?
No, like you said, there's way too much work to have it ready. So we're going to do the stream again. And then Ethix, myself, and Eve are toxic. Hey. We are going to be sitting at our table. We're going to stream Halloween night, and we're doing events of Tales of Terror.
There you go.
Meanwhile, the rest of the haunt will be going on.
We're still doing like the little tiny haunt in the front yard, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to have my spot under the tree again.
So we are going to encourage people to walk the street this year. So that way they can walk up and get candy.
Yeah, instead of driving the car, getting out, grabbing, and then going back in.
Well, because we're going to be set up on a porch and have a whole scene set up for us. And it's going to be awesome. Really excited about it being our first annual live stream Halloween Tales of Terror.
That'd be really cool.
We're going to be dressed up and have candy so people can walk up to us while we're at the table telling our stories and pass out candy.
And as you're telling the stories, you hear people screaming in the background. And all
exactly.
That.
Yep. It's going to be great.
That's going to be really cool.
We're going to take turns. We're each going to bring to the table several different Halloween tales. Just gonna be telling our stories. Night.
I'm thinking like every couple like 20 minutes or like every half hour or whatever, you should bring one of us actors out to the table and just be like, "So, Mr. Pigman, how's your night going tonight?" and all that, and be like, "Oh yeah, I've scared this many people. I made this guy piss his pants and stuff, or whatever." Just like little character interviews or whatever.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out all the kinks and everything like that, but I think that we could probably work something.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. And if people are walking, thoughts were possibly to do front yard slight little maze walkthrough.
That's all I have to say. No context.
Oh, hey, that's, go ahead, great. Continue. That's great. A slight like walkthrough. Done. Podcasts.
You go. Nice.
It'll be good. It's going to be our first Halloween live stream, like we're talking about, but it'll be our first combination event with Living Nightmare on an attraction and Fearful Thoughts.
Nice.
And hopefully, if it goes over well and everything, hopefully it could become an annual event.
Yeah, that'd be really cool to do. Make an annual event every Halloween season.
Yeah. They're just checking messages from our listeners.
That'd be pretty cool if if we start doing the podcast on Halloween more and more every year. That'd be cool if we can have like a special guest or something come on a Halloween night.
That would be that would definitely be something to make some good planning ahead of time, because usually special guests within the horror industry are busy at night.
Yeah, because they're out doing their own haunted houses or whatever.
Yep. Oh, and even like some of the horror actors, go to different haunted houses as special gifts. That usually costs a pretty penny. Hotel, all that stuff. Although Alter Mike did talk about possibly one day.
That is true.
I'd be sick.
Let me ask you this, Pickle Sick. What do you foresee down the road for your character? Like, evolution?
I don't know, to be honest. I feel pretty comfortable where I'm at right now with my character. I don't know what else I could do with my... maybe I could change the costume up a little bit. I still definitely want to be using the pig mask. I'm probably going to need to get a new one here soon because that one's starting to be a little small on me. But... having a little drink or two there?
Maybe.
Already started drinking. Game on you.
That I didn't start earlier?
Yeah, shame you didn't start earlier, you fucking... Oh, man.
Usually this is done. First. Usually this is done. By the shot glass has a shape.
Oh. So you do like half.
Do the bottom layer. He thinks he's tried it. Pretty good stuff.
Pretty good. Pretty yummy.
Pretty I can't do energy drinks. The only energy drink I can really handle is like a rock star. But it has to be a certain flavor.
Yeah.
Speaking of energy drinks, there was when I was working at SGL, the carbon fiber manufacturer here in Moses Lake. I was only there for a month, but one of the guys, it was graveyard shift, so it was 7 p.m. to 7 o'clock in the morning. I think it was around, I want to say it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We were on our 15-minute break. I was in the cafeteria room. Guy comes in. He downs a fucking Starbucks, like one of those canned Starbucks drinks. He downs that, and then he fucking shotguns a fucking Red Bull. And it's like, dude, are you trying to give yourself a fucking heart attack? And he's like, I'm trying. And he's like, all he had to say was, I'm just trying to stay awake, man. We've still got, like, 3 more hours of our shift. And it's like, okay, I get that, but, like, fuck, don't give yourself a heart attack.
That's fair.
Sorry, just trying to interact with the people.
All good. But, yeah, I mean, as far as my character, I mean, I don't know exactly what I could... put more. I mean, I definitely want to improve with my acting and stuff, but other than that, I'm pretty happy with how my character is.
That's good, though. And who knows what the future holds for, you know, future events that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, I am going to have to get a new shirt, though, because my shirt definitely doesn't fit me.
That's fair.
Well, that'll happen.
Tailored up.
Yep.
Custom, all maybe? All it was a plain white t-shirt, but I just cut it up with my knife a couple of times, and then I did a bunch of fake blood all over it, and then I dirtied it up in dirt. That was my shirt for the costume.
Nice. Yeah,
that's pretty good to go.
It is.
Yeah, my character's kind of... I've only had 2 variations of the costume, but between the first variation and the second one, there's definitely a big difference, because my first variation, that was like a last minute thing, because it was the first night of the haunt, and the other butcher left, and you guys luckily had a freshly, like, new costume from Party City or something like that, and it was like a really glossy butcher, black butcher apron.
Yep.
And then it came with, and then it came with a face, like a black face mask, and that was my costume. And I would bloody my face up a little bit. That was it. And now I have this really sick fucking pig mask, and I wear my jeans, get those dirtied up a little bit, and then I got my work boots, and then I got the white tattered shirt.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're having tons of fun here, but got a few other things I gotta get to and stuff, so we're gonna have to bring this all to a close.
Okay.
We really appreciate you coming on here, talking with us.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to do this. It was really good.
Yeah, we'll have to have you on again. Maybe next time we'll change it up and we'll do some scary stories or something.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't mind coming back on again and doing like an actual scary story.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Good. So, with that all fails, we're all done here. Thanks everybody who is watching on Twitch. I'm going to see our first live stream. We had some hiccups, didn't start on time like we wanted to. Shit happens.
Yeah, shit happens.
Appreciate it. For everybody else who will soon see this in a week or so when it drops out on else, like, subscribe, follow us, hit us up with your stories, suggestions, anything. And criticism? Ciao. Talk to us.
Yeah.
Let us know what you liked, what you didn't like, stories you'd love to hear about.
Yeah. Or what we could do different, or something like that, or just any thought.
Vote on the new co-host.
That's all I gotta fucking say to that, motherfucker. I ain't going anywhere. I ain't going anywhere.
You're out of here.
Fuck, I am. You know who runs the YouTube channel? I do. It's on my fucking account.
Yeah, but who does the editing and upload?
Well, you do, but...
That's right,
that's
bitch.
Fair. That's fair.
You can change the password and then it can become
I'll just change. No. You'll still come in and tell your stories and everything, but I'll just make sure it will stick over the screen.
Oh, that's fucked up. I'm not even getting credit for shit. See how it is. You know what? It's fine. Fine.
What you'll do is throw a picture of me over his camera, and then you bring me in, and then I'll dub over his voice.
We'll do voiceover. Just have you do a voiceover. He's telling this creator look great. Japanese. They have voiceovers.
Great.
Oh, man. Alright, well, get your ass back in the room.
Does he have a wireless headset, or?
Yeah, he's got a wireless.
Oh.
Get your ass back in here. And do a proper farewell. Everybody.
Fine. Win this round.
Goddamn.
Don't worry, I win every round. Don't worry, you're not replaced. At least not yet.
I'm still interviewing other candidates.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got Zilla.
Fine.
Bring him out.
Fucking find him.
In my fucking living.
You gonna bring a fucking adjective figure in your goddamn thing?
No. I got a bearded dragon over it.
There you go.
At least he looks better on camera. I was gonna say better than both, you know.
Alright, fuckers. Make sure you guys go to YouTube, hit the like, subscribe button. Make sure you guys comment what you guys want to see next on the episodes. Like we said before, for these assholes over here.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you, Pickle Stick, for being on the show. We
thank you, buddy.
Love you.
Like it. It's coming on. Can't wait to have you on again. All right, well. Well, fuckers. See you next time.